The question was asked, how do we rectify, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, how do we rectify the final Mishnah of the chapter with the first Mishnah of the chapter? The first Mishnah said, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, al ha'torah v'al ha'avodah v'al gmilut chasadim. And the final Mishnah says, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam kayam, al ha'din v'al ha'emet v'al ha'shalom. So, so the second Mishnah, not the first Mishnah. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed. So, the Rabbeinu Yonah had learned that Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed means that the world was created for the purpose of three things. And then he himself writes in that Mishnah that when we'll say later, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam kayam, so it doesn't enumerate these. So we have to understand that omed means what was the purpose of the world. Kayam means what keeps the world running. The world was created for Torah, Avodah, Gmilut Chasadim. God's goal in creating the world and humanity was that we will be diligent in Torah, Avodah, Gmilut Chasadim. That's Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed. Whereas Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam are the three behaviors that we have to pursue in order to continue having a world that's functional, in order to maintain functionality in the world. So then you have to have justice, truth, and peace. But that's not the purpose of the world. The purpose of creation was to have Avodah Gmilut Chasadim.
So justice, truth, and peace is more on a human level. That's how the world works, whereas Omed is like from God's manifestation.
Right. So Ha'olam Kayam means these are the things that will keep the world existent. These are the things that are necessary for the smooth running of society. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam kayam.